what we've done with them is we meet them in the daytime on a weekend at lunch. And we meet them at some kind of picnic takeout place and then go for a walk along the water kind of thing. We've strategically changed it so that we're not sitting in somebody's backyard drinking, because that is just not how I want to spend my time. It's not that I don't want to spend time with these people. It's that I don't want to spend my time in these activities. And only a really harsh, strict boozer is not going to want to do something fun with you because they can't drink the whole time. And that's really their wolfie saying, I can't be bothered connecting with you. I must sit at home and drink alone. And if that exists, because I've lived it myself, it existed with me, where I would turn down things if there was no alcohol involved, because I didn't want to do it. But if you were to suggest to five of your best girlfriends that you're going to some tea place because they're doing a tea tasting, people would come. And if you suggested that you do a potluck picnic thing and meet in the park and then rent bikes and go around the lake, people will come. And maybe you have to do a bit of the, I was going to say stage directing. What's the name of the cruise director on Love Boat? Julie. You have to be Julie from the Love Boat and arrange some of these things. You can arrange a book club where you talk about great kids' books or teen lit, or and you meet in the afternoon, or you meet in a coffee shop. And if your friends say, let's meet for drinks, you can say, you know what, I'm actually not drinking these days. Would it be okay if we met in a place like for sushi? And most people will say yes. Only someone with a very loud, wolfy, hardcore drinker is going to want no part of that. And those people exist. They do. And they maybe are in your friend group. But do they represent every single one of your drinking friends? They don't. And do you have some drinking friends who'd be happy to socialize with you without alcohol? You do. And do you need your husband's buy-in? No. If you decided tomorrow you were going to train a marathon, you don't need him to run a marathon with you. You don't need his approval. It might be nice to have his support, but you don't even really need it. Because you are doing your thing. You're doing your life thing. And he is doing his life thing. And your friends are doing their life thing. And you don't become your friends when you hang out with them. You're all having parallel experiences at the same time as somebody else, concurrent with someone else. But it's not, you're not meshing into one person. You don't have to be them to be their friend. It's sort of like saying that because I'm a nurse, everyone around me has to be a nurse, because otherwise they don't get it. Well, they don't have to get it. You just don't talk about nursing all the time.